Hi, this is Rabbi Moskowitz. Okay, we're doing Perek Yud Beis, that's chapter 12, Pasuk Chaf Hei. It's Pasuk 25. Okay. The English reads like this. Well, the Hebrew reads, Da'aga Belevish Yishchena, V'davatov Yisamchena. It translates like this: you should lower worry in the heart of man, and a good thing will make it a pleasure. That's the pasuk. Shall I repeat it? It says, you should lower worry in the heart of man, and a good thing will make it a pleasure. What are the questions? All right. The first question is, how do you lower worry in the heart of man? Okay. The second question is, why don't you go straight to pleasure? And the third question is, what is worry? Okay, that's just like an introduction, because there is a difference. You should make a mistake between worry and depression. Depression is totally from within, you, and you really need professional help to undo it. You just can't walk away from depression. Daiga, the Hebrew word daiga, means worry. Worry is when there's something happening in your life that causes you to worry, to be afraid of something. Okay? That's the difference. So we shouldn't make a mistake. We're not talking about being depressed. If it's depression, then you have to go to a professional. But if it's just worry, which means that there's a fact outside in the physical world that affects me in a certain way to be afraid, so then that's what we're talking about, how to lower worry. Okay. So does anybody have any suggestions on how to lower worry? Okay. When you worry, when there's a situation that causes you to worry, you know that from past experience, you get out of it. And not only that, sometimes it could be a bad is a good. A bad could be turned into a good. Okay? So if something goes wrong, you really don't know if that wrong or what went wrong is a bad thing. It might be a good thing. So you cannot make a decision on any act, whether it's good or bad, until after you die, because until then you can never know if it's going to be if a good thing could turn into if a bad thing could turn into a good thing. Or if a good thing could turn into a bad thing. So you can't tell if a thing is good or bad until after you until you see the results, the effects of it. Is that clear? Are there any questions?
Yes, Rabbi. So are you saying that because one doesn't know, you know, the end of a thing, he shouldn't consume himself with worry, that he should recognize that he doesn't know the outcome?
And he doesn't know
that should alleviate his...
I'm sorry, this bad might be a good.
Okay.
Like sometimes people are planning a party, surprise party, and you think your friends don't think of you because nobody said anything about your birthday party. And it really is a good because they're preparing it. So you just don't know. And a good could be a bad. So you don't know if it's good. Okay, is that clear?
Yes, right. Thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah, now, the thing is, if a good could become a bad, so that means any good is not really a good. That's a little harder to take, that a good might not be a good. So the Meiri says... Mir says that really is the good, because then you never overly attached to the physical world, because a good thing might be bad, so you don't accept it as a good thing. So he says, if after a while you could accept it that you're not overly attached to the physical world, so then itself will stop you from worry. Most worry comes about because your attachment to the physical. So you're worried. You're afraid of money, this, whatever things worry you. So even a good is could turn into a bad. So therefore, the physical world, the pleasure of the physical world, becomes lower to you. You should only... And you reach a point where you only partake of the good only insofar as it's practical. Insofar as it's not practical, it might be a bad, so why you can't get too excited about it, which is a good, because it takes you away from your attachment to the physical world, and if you take yourself away from the attachment of the physical world, you will probably stop worrying. So that is the answer to the first question, how you lower worry. Okay, is that clear? Okay. Okay, now what is the, it says, and a good thing will make it a pleasure. Okay? There's a story about Steve Jobs. He ran Apple. And then at a certain point, they fired him. They fired him. So what did he do? Instead of getting depressed and going and just lying down and getting depressed, he discovered a new technology. And then he was rehired by Apple, you know what I mean? He became indispensable to Apple, so they had to take him. So what is the, and a good thing? A good thing is that you convert. In other words, you convert any worry that occurs to you, that happens to you, so you can have the ability to convert it into something successful. So the thing is, so that's the last thing. It says, and a good thing, meaning you have to convert it into something pleasurable. And you can't do that if you don't quit. Okay? So just to go over the order. The order is first comes, you get worried. Then to think straight, you lower the worry by showing that they really don't know if it's a good or a bad. So since you don't know, there's nothing to worry about. And once you could think straight, then you can convert the tragedy or the whatever caused the worry, you can convert it into a great success, okay? Where you get involved in whatever, what each person is different, what they get involved in and how to convert their worries. But it can be done and you get, and instead of getting depressed, you actually really have pleasure from it.
I have a question.
Yes.
Worry, I think, is different than tragedy because it's the fear that something tragic will happen. But once it happens, then that's it. You're not worried about it happening anymore.
Sometimes there's an ongoing disease. You have an ongoing disease. You can't help it. You're worried. Can't wait till it's over with. If you get healthy, okay? Can't wait for that. You have to do, many times you have to be rational about the problem itself, about dealing with the problem. This lowers, allows you to think straight about the problem. Takes a little training. You can't get it right away. But it will, but it does come after a while. If you do it a few times, you'll see that it does work.
So initially that teaches us to fear the consequences. If you're thinking about consequences in, we're talking about a different kind of a worry, a worry when something bad has already happened.
Bad is happening. Yeah, so how to deal with the bad situation. That's the situation. How are you going to deal with this situation? That's what the pasuk is dealing with.
Yeah, study of Mishlei causes you to be a little bit more worried than normal because you're always thinking about what can go wrong, consequences.
You're aware of the consequences, but then you protect yourself. In Mishlei, a lot of the pesukim in Mishlei will not affect you. But as you learn more and more pesukim, what happens is that you start thinking in a certain way. And this is one of the ways of how to think about consequences. You're right. It is different than most other pesukim. It is different, but it definitely fits in to our subject because you're in a certain situation and there could be consequences. How do you get out of it? And in this case, it's the same thing. You're in a situation of worry. And how you get out of it? That really is the subject. The subject is removing worry, and there's two steps. One is diminishing it, lowering it, and the second is converting it into something positive. You understand? Do you understand how it fits into Mishlei?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, good. Are there any other questions? I mean, most of the pesukim in Mishlei I have found, you can't use. It's just not you. They talk about a ksil. Most people are not a ksil, you know what I mean? They talk about, different things, and most people are not that. But you learn how to think that way. That's the purpose of Mishlei. learn how to think that way. And after a while, you start thinking that way in general, so you feel more secure when you know what's going to happen and you also know the answer how to deal with it. You can work it out. That gives you more security, not less security. You're only worried at the beginning because at the beginning you see the consequences and you didn't learn how to get out of it, and that takes time to think that way. But once you start thinking that way, then you feel more secure. Okay, are there any questions? Then we'll stop here. We'll have class next week, same time, same station. Are there any questions? Okay, have a good week, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Take care.
Thank you.